SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a, what do we got, Joe? A Tuesday night on the grid.
Love it.
844-843-6877. It's been a long day, Joe. Been a long day.
You gotta get through battling.
We're battling,
Upset
man.
Upset City. Let me get this show started. I know you're Upset City and Bayon Hoops. Bloomington, the Hoosiers on the ropes. We got
really
the game getting smashed by the Citadel. They lost by 20, Carver.
Getting smashed by the Citadel?
They lost.
God, are you
lost
kidding
by
me?
20. That never happened in the Mike Breen ever.
Oh my ever. God, Shrewsbury,
smashed,
what are we
Carver.
Doing here?
Smashed.
Are you 65-45? Are you serious? Oh, that upsets me, Joe. Jeez.
Upset City.
That is a rough start to the Shrewsbury era. Jeez, losing, getting destroyed at home by the Citadel. That is ugly, Joe. Very, very ugly. We have other games going on, of course. We have lots of college basketball tonight. The big 14 on Georgetown right now at the Fieldhouse. We have Providence and Marquette, who are going to start, Joe, in about a half an hour as well. That's at the Dunk up in Providence. So we have those things cooking. We have a few NBA games going on right now, of course, including the return of Ja Morant. For the Grizzlies, they're up 22-16 on the Pelicans. And right now, Joe, I was looking to see what do we got for Ja so far. He's got three. So let's go. Let's get cooking here. Let's get cooking.
I'm on my guy. Ja. I'm on my guy. It's Dame time. Dame time.
Joe is on Dame time big.
G-town.
We're going to get, Butler's beating him up. They're beating him up in a big way. We're going to get all of Joe's. Joe's got a lot of action in that Spur Buck game. First, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go! 4-2, Joe Lisi. That's a little bit harder to do tonight, but there you go. Speaking of college football, Joe, how can we forget the Frisco Bowl is also about an hour away from kicking off, and I believe they've now made it official
Frank Harris,
as gutless as it gets here, is not going to play in this game, Joe, which really bothers me, as you know, because I was all in on UTSA. I thought they've never won a bowl game. This is the last game for this kid. 7 years he's been at the school, going out on top. You know, they've lost the last couple years in these bowl games. Marshall's basically got nobody showing up for the game. And sure enough, Harris is going to. Here we go. This is from 22 minutes ago. Harris came out in a tracksuit in early warm-ups for quarterbacks. So I guess, Joe, if you don't put the pads on, I guess. But that's the stuff that bothers me, Joe. You know what? Just stay home then. Stay home. Don't come out in the tracksuit. You're letting your team down. I'm sorry. Frank Harris isn't going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft, Joe. Can we get serious here with this stuff?
He's coming out hot. He upset.
I'm upset.
He's upset. Kid's hot.
Well, I'm not feeling good, and now I'm upset. This guy's got me upset.
Like
it's 7.5 now.
Game. I like Marshall. Forget that. I'm going with Rashan Ali, the running back. We're going to all get to 100-plus.
Well, you can do that. I can't.
All right, hero.
Get a Dabo on the phone.
Ali.
Can we get a Dabo on the phone? I can't bet on Ali tonight. I mean, can we get a Dabo on the phone here?
Should I do 90 or 100? You tell me. Or should
100.
I go for it all?
100. Go for it all. You're greedy. You're greedy when it comes to this stuff. You might as well go the whole way.
All right, 280. Straight bet.
Plus 280, huh? Straight bet. You're not gonna parlay it with the over and Canucks Predators or something like that. You're not gonna wanna put it with the golf?
I put it. Nah, straight.
No golf till 2 weeks. 2 weeks till the golf's back.
This is the. I'm putting it out now. Late edition. Call my cell phone. Call it now. I'll text it to you. This is all for premium clients. We got a late end crypto special for the holiday. Smash that bookie. Smash him. For the holidays. He's going to be begging you. Begging, I can't take action anymore. I can't do it.
Get this guy out of here. Get him out of here.
Cut him off. Cut him off. We're putting still... your limits. Limits.
I'm
smash
real
that
mad,
bookie.
Joe, this kid's not playing.
Why are you I'm so mad? Upset. Take Ali. I'm on Ali tonight.
No, I got it back. What is it? McCown's kid's playing for UTSA?
McCown, we got a showdown. It's a showdown.
McCown's kid and Pennington's kid.
Yeah,
so there you go. We got
I'll
a little
take a Pennington skid. I told you, McCown's a better coach. Pennington a better player. Give me Pennington skid.
I think McCown's
maybe,
a little more blue collar. A little more blue collar.
Bryce Young. Maybe he wasn't that great.
Did he get whacked? He was part of the crew that got whacked,
yeah,
right? Got,
him and Deuce Staley. Chopped.
Chopped. See you later. Get him out.
So, Carver, let me just say this. You ready?
Sure, Joe.
You don't care. Forget it.
No, I want to hear. What do you want? I'm saying sure. I'm setting you up. Sure, Joe. Go ahead.
I think I should put this out there. It's a late ad for all the crypto.
Oh, jeez. Actually, no, you got to give out this buck play. They're about to tip.
Oh, buck play. Yeah. Double diamond, triple smash your bookie in the face with a brick. Dame time 5 threes, Dame time 35 plus. The kid found his groove. He was silk on Saturday night. He had 4 and 30. He's going to double it down. No Wembanyama. He's going to follow his shot. Let's go, Dame time. Dame time and Rasheed Ali. 100 plus.
I forgot to tell you this since you said that, all that right there. I was talking to, obviously, Sharapan was here in the first hour last night, and he was asking me about that. And I said, Joe's got a big, smash your bookie in the face with the quarter stuff. He goes, man, I wish Joe wouldn't take it out on the guys behind the counter. They don't own the books. I said, don't worry, Dave. I said, don't worry, Dave. We take care of everybody. Don't worry.
We take care of everybody. We take care of everybody. Don't worry about the guys behind the books. What is he always worried about? As long as it's not.
Because that's his people. Those are his people.
Oh, yeah, I know. He said, everybody's his people. I got to talk to a guy about a guy about a guy. Had to see something.
You're getting fired up now. Let's go.
I had to go down to the book to see something, say something about a thing, about a that. Smash that book. Smash him. This is double stocking stuffer crypto special. Dame time and Rasheed Ali. Dame time and Rasheed Ali. I said.
And you did 35 points and 4 and 5 threes. Is that what you said?
Yes. It pays out. Let me give
you. You did it together or separate?
No, together. Together. The kid wants it tonight. I could smell it, Carver. The kid wants it. Pays plus 434.
I cannot believe that Notre Dame lost by 20 to the Citadel. That is pathetic. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got a lot going on. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. On the grid, I was just seeing a commercial for something, Joe. It's a good thing the NFL's got that Raven-Niner game on Christmas night because, God, they're giving us Broncos-Patriots on Christmas Eve, so at least they're giving us the good one on Christmas night because
that's a
tough sell. Oh, here we go. He's already off and running.
He's hot. The kid's hot. He's got one.
Here we go. This is going to be one of these nights where Joe's going to eat real fat tonight. You
that's
just tell.
It. You said carry you. I'm carrying you. You're a little banged up. I got you. Let's go.
Banged up all right. You ain't kidding.
How do you feel? You all right, kid?
It's been a rough day. Been a rough day.
Yeah.
Felt better, that's for sure.
I got
now 29 up with about 9 minutes left in the first half. Very low scoring game between the Pelicans and the Grizz right now. The Bucks are out to that 9-2 lead, as Joe said. Dame time. Getting it cooking. Suns and Blazers at 10. Celtics and Warriors at 10. As well, on the late night side. That is, of course, the TV game. Celtics Warriors after the Grizz and the Pelicans. Hockey, Joe. There is hockey tonight.
What does that mean?
Did you take Columbus tonight in Buffalo? Didn't you say you like Columbus?
Columbus? No.
Yeah, you said you were on Columbus. Plus money in Buffalo against the Sabres.
When did I say that?
On Coast to Coast.
I thought I liked McDavid, two plus goals.
Yeah, he's, I think, did he score the one for the Oilers here? I just flipped the game on. It's the end of the first period. Draisaitl scored the first one, Joe.
Always Draisaitl.
It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's just incredible. It's just incredible.
Tampa leads St. Louis 4-0. So much about them being a dominating road team, as Joe was referencing earlier.
Hey, game's not over. Don't do that, Carver.
Rangers just got on the board up in Toronto. As they now lead the Leafs 1-0. I did like the Rangers tonight, minus 115. There on the road after they got pasted by the Leafs at the Garden last week. So we were on them. That's for sure. As far as the college hoops, you already mentioned that Notre Dame got embarrassed. Butler's up 15 on Georgetown. Indiana is down 7 to Morehead State with
incredible
6:15 to go in the game. Jeez. And Memphis is playing that game with Virginia, Joe, at their pace right now, 47-39, with 16 minutes to go in that game.
I told you that. I told you. It was either the...
I said it. Michigan up 6 on Florida. Are we taking Providence here or home dog tonight?
Butler's crushing G-Town. You want to take Providence plus the points, or what are we doing?
4.5 here.
No, I'm going to take them. They let me down last time in Oklahoma, in Norman.
Yeah, they got smoked.
I like their bigs, Carver. You want to take their bigs?
Smoked. Marquette's a real good team.
Come on,
Marquette's a real good team.
I know they're good, but what is that?
I'm not going after Marquette.
All right, good. I'm going to take it. I'm going to go.
Go ahead. Have a blast.
Yeah, that attitude is like you want me to lose money. See?
No, I don't want you to win. No, and aren't you on this CSU Northridge tonight against UCLA?
You know what? I'm going to put it in, too.
17.5.
Where is that?
At the bottom.
All the way down for that. They got more than enough games. Providence.
Well, they got tomorrow's games up now, so that's why you can't go past all of tomorrow's games.
I got it in. I took Cal State Northridge. There's no way the Bruins are going to take them seriously. What are you talking about? Play at their pace. Memphis is crushing them.
That's what I said. Memphis is playing at their pace.
Oh, I thought you said Virginia.
No, I'm saying Memphis is winning the battle of the pace. Memphis is hammering them.
I told you I like Memphis tonight.
I was tipping the cap to you. I said they're playing at Memphis's pace. Jeez.
11. Is Dame time hot? They came out running.
Every point that goes up on the board, you're going to check.
I need game time. I took a parlay, too, for the people.
No way.
Booker 35 and Steph Curry 35 for the stocking stuffer. Game time with 5. He wants it tonight. The only thing that
You need him to shoot those threes too soon. Well, the other thing you also need to worry about is the Spurs
suck. They blow them out of the gym. I know.
And
I need all of this in the first half. Pop coaches them up without Wembanyama, supposedly.
Yeah, sure. They're an awful basketball team.
Screwed now. Could
awful
game
basketball
time
team.
Break out for 5 threes? Come on.
Dame time.
Like Steph tonight. Steph again on the big stage against Tatum. He's gonna bust
the big bad Celtics.
6 or 7 threes tonight. I'm gonna go for 7.
I've been putting in some Super Bowl exactas, Joe. That's kind of what I was doing during the break between. coast to coast in here.
How's that been going for you?
I'm trying to get myself some niner position.
Ah, you're gutless with the niner position. You really are. You really are gutless. You don't think that they're going to play in the Super Bowl, but you're taking a position.
What are you talking about? I do think they're going to play in the Super Bowl. That's why I'm getting niner position.
You've been bashing
nobody
Brock
them in
Montana
the NFC.
All year with me, and now
I didn't say they were going to win the Super Bowl. I said I'm getting some position on them.
You're gutless. You never.
Gotta have a parachute, Joe.
Seven for Dame time. Come on, shoot the three.
He's gonna score 35 and not get the threes for you. He's gonna go. He's gonna do some up.
Now you say you want him to do that. Why?
I'm not doing it. Come on, Joe. We got no outcome, no bearing on the outcome of these games.
You like?
You do it to me all the time.
There's not a doubt in my mind. You like what?
Nah, I don't wish that on anybody. Well, there's a few people I wish it on, but you're not one of them.
Well, thanks. I'm your partner. I would hope not.
Yeah, you're not in that. There's a couple people.
Although
I
will say,
lose.
If there was ever a game you wanted me to lose money, it was against the Chargers. Chargers Denver last week.
Well, that's different. We were heads up.
Yeah, but you gave me.
Like, I wanted you to lose at Lambeau this past week too. We were heads up, Bucks and Packers.
You gave me a scolding. You said you deserved that. You needed that for your ego. That's what you said to me at the party.
I don't think that's how the conversation went.
You said you needed that. You were talking too much. That's what you said.
Well, you were way over the top with your assessment of the Broncos.
I didn't realize you had family on the staff. I didn't know that.
It's not about having family on the staff. It's about, you know, you gotta sometimes you gotta call some things down the middle.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. A lot of. I didn't say never. I said with the Broncos, you don't. A lot of emotion.
Mm. All right.
That's a fair assessment by me.
I don't know about that.
Very fair.
It's okay. Look at this. Michigan starting to extend.
Yeah, they're extending all right. Extend.
Oh, the Indiana got it to two, a 13-0 run. Look at this.
Wow, Moorhead melting at Assembly Hall.
That's
man, this guy Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's got 1,000 commercials now too,
the
right?
Stage house. Jimmy's coming out with the swinging gate there. I'm telling you. That is just...
This guy Fitzpatrick's got a lot of commercials.
No. Not only that, but here, Butler hanging on to the spread here. They were laying, what, 10.5? What was the spread in that?
It was 10.5 on Coast to Coast today.
They're right on the number. Right on the number. 10, 11.
Isn't that how it always goes, Joe?
I know. With the basketball, let me tell you, if there's ever...
Unless the game is Citadel Notre Dame, then it's not right on the number.
If there's ever a sport where spreads matter... like the CLV, it's in college hoops. Everybody thinks, oh, you got to get the best number in college football.
No.
That is complete bogus. Bogus. You've been
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On a Tuesday night, I believe. Yes, a Tuesday night on the grid. Mike Carver, of course, and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two. Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, did you see, before we get back into more serious stuff?
Oh, Lillard, 2 threes and 12 points.
Listen,
the only problem is they're up 16. He's on fire.
Well, that's the thing. You need him to get like 40 in the first half and be done with it.
I know. Could Pop coach this team up to push them a little bit? Like, all I hear out of all these NBA gurus, okay, and you know I don't watch a ton of NBA, but, oh, Pop, he's got no talent. Well, they coached him up. Get out the charts and graphs. Get out the little, you know, the squeegee with the whiteboard and start drafting up some plays. Put a winger out there, man. I mean, come on. Oh, Pop doesn't have talent. Well, he's a Hall of Fame guy. Has no problem getting on the mic. Well, get on the mic, get off your ass, and coach it up. Coach up some D to push Lillard to get to 35 and 5 threes. That's all I care about tonight.
All right, there you go. All right, Joe. Before we get back to the serious stuff, did you see this story with Tommy Cutlets?
Yeah.
With he was supposed to. Now Tuesday is usually an off day in the NFL for most teams, depending on what your schedule is. Obviously, the team's playing on Saturday or Thursday, whatever on off. But if you're playing Sunday and you just played Sunday, usually Tuesday is like an off day. So Tommy DeVito, I guess, Joe, was originally going to some pizza place in North Jersey for an appearance. And is your boy with the hat and all the green suit from Sunday, Stellato, is that his name?
Stellato. Don't bash Stellato.
I'm not bashing him. I'm not bashing him.
I'm kidding.
Well, he should be bashed for this. So
he should be. You're right.
He booked, or whatever it is, he booked this for DeVito to go there, and they the restaurant owner kind of leaked out all the communication and whatnot for $10,000,
right?
And he would sign X amount of autographs, meet amount of people, whatever. So they win the game against the Monday night game against the Packers 2 weeks ago,
right?
Really a week, 10, whatever it is, you know, 8, 9, 10 days ago. And so Stellato then, I guess, went back to the restaurant and said it's $20,000 now. So the restaurant owner was like,
"You gotta strike while the restaurant,
the restaurant owner goes, what are you kidding me? He goes, we agreed to $10,000. What's the problem here? So, you know, this goes back and forth. Today was the day it was supposed to happen, and they pulled it. So DeVito today went and showed up at the restaurant. Allegedly for free, Joe, without the payment, to kind of do a make right, because he was starting
was,
to get
though, right?
slandered a little bit. You know who was?
You know who that was? A power move. Papa DeVito said, "Tommy,
right.
Get to the restaurant.
You can't do this." Well, this is important because Joe,
the family look bad.
This guy,
the family look bad.
It's been a great story here in the New York area for this kid, Tommy DeVito, who's a Jersey kid playing quarterback for the Giants. But the reality is, Joe. And it's not harsh or anything. It's just the facts of what it is. In 3 weeks from now, when this season is over, you know, his ride might be over too. You know, you don't know what the Giants are going to do in the offseason. They might draft a quarterback. Daniel Jones could be healthy and he's a starter again. You know, maybe he's made a role as a backup, but you don't know when you're ever going to play again.
Right.
So you need to maximize whatever kind of fame you have right now, and basically by bumping it to 20, you really took 10 out of the kid's pocket,
right?
By
right.
doing that.
No, you're right. And Stellato, and I just want to set the record straight. I agree with you on this. Okay, the thing that I was upset about is when Peyton came out.
Well, you should be. That was wrong
because of how he looked. Right. And that was.
I agree.
Because the Italians get, you know, we're looked at for some reason. Oh, he's stupid. He's a street guy. Like, we can never be articulate or you know, successful in anything outside of, you know, the mafia. Right. So that is the perception. So take that aside. I agree with you. Tommy DeVito made the right decision today, and Stellato was making it more about him than his client. He took the exposure, right? He loved the fame, his 15 minutes of fame, and he was running with it. Now, if you're going to play or strong-arm somebody in terms of maximize, you don't do it with a mom-and-pop company that is
right.
buying into Tommy DeVito in North Jersey that is like a hometown kid, right? Because
right.
the kid grew up in Ocean Grove, went to Don Bosco and then Syracuse and then Illinois. You don't do that and strong-arm the small guy. If you're going to do anything and play hardball, you do it with, like, you know, AT&T or, you know, my guy's hot. You want to pay 50, make it 100,000. You don't do it with somebody
right.
that is, you know, trying to make ends meet to have Tommy DeVito come make heroes or whatever. And then that's right. where that shows Bush League. That shows Stellato wasn't a big-time agent in terms of maximizing the potential for the right type of situation. He just be a tough guy.
He doesn't have to worry about managing his off the field stuff anymore.
No, that's
because the Post reported tonight that DeVito chopped him
right
for his off field endeavors. So the story does say that Stellato is going to remain his on field agent, but for anything off of the field, he now has new representation.
Okay.
probably a smart move by the kid.
Yeah, it's a smart move, you know? Definitely. Because quite honestly, Carver, quite honestly, the off the field is where probably he can make the most money.
Well, of course, right now, sure.
You know, in terms of, you know,
well, do you think that you've watched all these backup quarterbacks this year, Joe? Do you think that he's shown you enough in the last few weeks as a Giant that he could become a potential regular backup in the league? Do you think that he has shown you enough?
Because of the legs. I mean, when you
or is it Justin Dable system? Is it just a Dable system thing?
I mean, but he's still mobile enough to do that, right? I mean, even if it's Dable's system or not, you have to be above average to run that type of RPO game, right? You're not going to have Joe Flacco do
like,
that.
Like you're next not, year,
yeah.
Tyrod Taylor was the backup this year.
I think DeVito would be the backup.
Right. Even with, you know, Jones coming off of, and I'm not even sure, Joe, if Jones is ready for week one. I have no idea. And I've heard Joe.
He's had two neck injuries now.
Right, right. And Islander goal here is Anders Lee bangs one in on the power play. So 1-1 out at the horse track with the Islanders and the Oilers. And Skinner left a juicy rebound up there, and Lee was there to clean up the mess. What I was going to say, Joe, is just like I've already heard Shane say that they are absolutely in the market for a quarterback in some kind of way, whether that's veteran presence, whatever. So I don't really know if, you know, now that was a few weeks ago. He's won a few games since then, but it's going to be very interesting, but he's got to maximize. So I think he did the right thing by chopping the agent. What's the Dame time count right now, Joe? Where are we at with Dame time?
All right, Dame time update. Oh, threes and 19 points.
Joe, 44 to. They scored. He scored all that in the first quarter.
Come on,
44-26 at the end of one.
Don't go down.
Joe, he played the entire quarter, too. He played all 12 minutes.
He wants it tonight.
So you need.
Carver,
you need 16-1?
16-1. 16-1. Whip him, Dame time. Whip that horse down the stretch. Come on. Let's go, Dame time. They're going to be calling me the NBA whisperer soon. I had this lined up on my schematics. Charts and graphs, analytics, algos. The algos between the left and the right ear. The algos between the left and the right ear. I knew it. The kid wanted
it. All right, can we get across the finish line first before we do the peacocking? Can we get across the finish line?
What? Deion did it, and he still made the Hall of Fame. Why was it good for
him? Did you see all these guys that Deion's signing in the portal?
He's doing a fantastic job.
Let me tell you, they're going to maybe be a little bit better next year. I just saw another big. How about the kid that? Let me ask you this because I only got a minute. And this is like a 1 minute story. What about the kid who left? There's a kid who left Georgia to go play at Nebraska, Joe. This big quarterback. What was that about?
He's the number one recruit. Because
why is he going to Nebraska? Where the hell would want to go there?
Matty Rule gave him $5 million. How do we know what he gave him?
Well, he did say at that end of the year press conference that how much the quarterbacks cost, right?
Right.
He said. Will he be the starter next year? You know, Joe, that's probably another reason why he went there. He's probably going to play right away. Georgia was probably right. Listen, we got Beck for another year. You're going to sit.
Right.
He probably wants to get on the field as fast as humanly possible.
Right.
Which is why I'm interested to see what happens with Arch if Ewers stays, which it sounds like he's going to.
Well, let's see how Ewers plays in the game. Because
well, Joe, he wins that game and gets them to the title game. I mean, hard to tell him to take a walk.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. No,
what if he wins
right.
The national champ? If he wins a national championship, he'll probably go in the draft. Because his stock would never be higher. Would you agree with that assessment? If he played really well in those two games.
If he throws for 150 yards in both.
Well, that's different. I'm saying what if he's an absolute stud in those two games and they win the national title? He's going to come out. Because his stock's going to go through the roof.
There you go.
All right, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. Dame time going off for the Bucks, which is good for Joe. You see, Joey tailed you too, Joe. Did you see this?
I know.
Joey, on Twitter.
I know. Let's
wish
you
would have put more on it. Everybody eats. Everybody eats.
We need a little. Where's Pop? Come on, Pop.
Well,
we need
like
Pop to get this. I need them to cut it to 10. Cut it to 10, and that way Dame time stays in.
Well, that's the thing. You need a little run. I mean, this is the problem for you. And he played the entire first quarter, so he's going to get a little bit of a rest here. You need him. I don't know if he can get 16 more by the end of this half. But I think you at least want to get the threes in the barn here by halftime. Because I got a feeling, Joe, he doesn't see a stitch of the fourth quarter.
All right, the stitch of the fourth quarter is fine. I mean.
Well, I think he could get 16 in the quarter and a half. By the way, the Pelicans are up 17 at the half on the Grizzlies.
I told you that. I liked that play tonight. Liked it a lot.
Grizzlies with a gutless effort. Ja with 7 in the first half for the Grizzlies. I just need him to get to 20, Joe. I played that FanDuel boost tonight.
All right, we're underway in Providence. Where's the
Ooh, here we go. Providence and Marquette. Big East season. Did Butler end up covering?
Great question. I zoned out.
Joe doesn't know. I got it here. You know, you're very occupied with that right now.
I'm occupied. I got a quad box up. I got the quad.
Ooh, they didn't cover, Joe. 10. They won by 10.
That's not a good sign. I would have taken
74-64.
I would have taken Marquette with that. See, I'm a big believer that when there's Big East games on the same television, first game that plays, if the favorite covers on the back end, I want the dog. Now I'm screwed. Now I'm locked into this Providence team. They are so gutless. Their bigs just never step up. All right, I got a root. I'm plus the 4.5 here.
You're plus the 4.5. All right.
Yeah.
Get it going. The quad box. No hockey on the quad box?
Not yet. I mean, you want me to put in something?
Nah, that's all right.
I'm on this Ali.
Man, Columbus is up 7-2 on Buffalo. Jeez.
What is the total? What is the game in Islanders? What's the score?
1-1, and they're midway through the second.
I set 8 or 9 goals in that game.
Well, the live total's 5.5. I told you there wasn't going to be 8 or 9 goals in that game. They're underway in Chicago, too. Avalanche and the Blackhawks.
Oh, I like that Bedard. That Bedard, to me.
He's so good.
This kid's so good. I tell you, can I get this Dame time? Can he get 28 by 28 by the half?
You're so greedy. You really are.
Why am I greedy?
I'm so greedy.
Come on, Spurs. Come on, Spurs. Make a mini.
Hello? You all right?
Make a mini run.
Would you knock your mic off? You were getting so excited.
I'm getting excited tonight.
Jeez. Joe, getting fired up. Joe, in the second hour, we'll start to do some football talk, some NFL. We'll get involved with a few things. Maybe some futures, maybe some of these big games.
Game in Michigan, Carver's down to the wire, 72.
Really? Florida came back?
Yeah, 4-4.
That game's actually not in Michigan, believe it or not.
Where is it? It's on.
Is it? Hold on a second. I thought I saw it was in the neutral.
No, it's not. It's the Novian Centers. It's in Charlotte.
Charlotte. Why do they play? Oh, because of Jordan.
It's the Jumpman.
Because it's the Jumpman. The Jumpman Classic. So.
It says Invitational. I don't know. Who
knows? Whatever. Classic Invitational. Whatever.
Could Pop coach this team up? All I hear from all these guys. Seriously, I'm serious. He sucks. Like, could he at least do something? Coach it up, Pop.
Did you see this this story from Florida State here in the late night hours?
What, that everybody opted out, so now
no.
It's like, you know.
No.
What?
Another story for you with Florida State.
All right,
because of what happened with the college football playoff, they have renewed their in-depth discussions about their long-term future in the ACC.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. The snub, which occurred after the Seminoles' 12-0 regular season, angered many at the university and among its board of trustees. It was essentially the last straw after a year spent voicing their displeasure with how the ACC divvies up their money. We've heard about that in the past, right, Joe? How they feel like they...
It's all about money. That's all. It's not about...
Of course.
Right, going 13-0 and not being left on the outside looking in. We care about the kids. We care about the kids. Here's a nickel, kid.
We didn't talk about this, and I played a clip for Pharrell yesterday on Coast to Coast. Did you see the Chip Kelly cut at the L.A. Bowl?
Yes.
About
he was right,
what
though.
College? He was 1,000% right, and I wanted to hear your take on it because I thought he was absolutely right. Everybody should just be like Notre Dame. You're all independents in football. Have your every other sport be in a conference that's regionalized. And in football, we'll just have 64 teams. In the Power Five, we'll have 64 teams in the Group of Five, and we'll rotate schedules. You'll keep your rivals regionally. I thought it was actually – I know a lot of people don't like Chip Kelly, Joe. I thought it was an excellent idea by him.
Yeah, because again, think about, the girls' softball, the men's baseball team. They got to go to Columbus. They got to go to Ann Arbor. These trips back and forth, and they don't play 12 regular season games.
No, right? they play 30 plus.
Yeah, and then you think the girls' softball team is getting first class tickets?
No,
the way the UCLA Bruins, USC Trojans get.
Let's track and field team, like, you know, track
coach,
and field, the basketball.
You can't even fit into the bathroom. Good luck.
I thought it was a great one of the best commentaries I've heard about this whole thing from somebody who actually knows a lot about it. I thought that it was a perfect thing that he said. Islander goal, by the way, Horvat on the power play, 2-1 Islanders.
Nice.
Here against the Oilers at the horse track.
Here comes the Spurs, coach. Pop. Down 15. Make a mini run, baby.
Pop coaching them up here. Pop coaching them up.
Pop's last dish.
And you know this is all happening with Dame time on the bench, right? So they got to get him back in.
Even better. The kid's salivating for more.
They got to get him back in. Is he back in?
Kid wants it.
He's not back in yet. Was he going to sit the whole quarter? They got to bring him back in, Joe.
What are we doing here? Down 14.
There's 7 minutes left. He's probably going to play. He's probably going to play the last 6 minutes of the quarter. He'll finish the last 6 minutes.
Come on, Pop.
Yeah, you need him to do some work in that 6 minutes. Stay hot. Gotta stay hot.
Come on, Spurs. Come on, Spurs.
Keep it close.
Keep it close. Down 16. This is scary. This is nerve-wracking.
And what'd you say? You're on Booker tonight?
I'm Booker and Curry. Oh, down 13. Here comes the run by the Spurs. Spurs are back.
Get Dame time back in there. Dame time. Dame time. Dame extend, time. Extend, extend, extend.
Just give me 1-3 and 16 point. 1-3 and 16 point.
How about that? How about that? They're about to kick, Joe. They're about 15 minutes away in Frisco.
What channel is that game on?
I mean, every almost 98% of the bowl games are on either ESPN or ESPN2, so I guess it's one of those.
Except the Sun Bowl. Best bowl game.
Sun Bowl's the only CBS bowl now, and Fox has a random one, too, don't they? The Holiday Bowl?
Yeah.
They have one really random bowl. But everything else is... Doesn't the CW have, like, the Arizona Bowl or something like that?
That's crazy. Hang on. Here we go. Put it up.
Put it up. This game, Joe, is on ESPN1. They're on the leader. I only see, in terms of bowls that aren't on ESPN, the Holiday Bowl, I was right, is on Fox. The Sun Bowl's on CBS, as always.
Yeah.
And that's it. Everything else is either ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. Like, why does Fox stay in the game with the Holiday Bowl? Like, what's the...
They thought they were getting, like, the, you know, that used to be, like, the bowl game. That,
well, they used to have the BCS bowls, remember? Fox used to have
them.
They
also had the tie-in.
They had the Boise State-Oklahoma game. Remember that, Joe?
Yeah, this game isn't going to start until Michigan and Florida are over.
Oh, jeez. Was that game close?
It's 1 point with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, they got 10 minutes. They can finish that game. As long as there's no overtime, they'll finish it.
Game time still not in. What are we doing with this guy?
Needs a rest. Played the whole quarter. Needs a breather. Right?
Coach, who else? Oakley. These guys never gonna blow.
They never did. You're right. I don't disagree with you. Man, Joe, I got to get to the finish line here. How am I doing?
No. What do you need? What do you need?
I said I'm dragging here. I'm dragging to the finish line.
You want me to take over? I'll take over.
Nah, come on.
Come on. I'll take over.
I got a 101.6. I'm going to be all right.
You're all right? Fluids. Yeah, right. You got to.
I know. I got it. Next break, I'm going to go grab some more. I ran out.
I'll tell you what. This could be like the Jordan flu game for you.
Yeah, after Hurts last night, right? This is my Jordan flu game.
This is it.
Coming through. Coming through in the clutch.
Through.
I would never leave you alone, Joe. Never. Unless I really had to.
Say it.
Unless I had to go, play golf in Cape Cod or something like that. That's the only way I'd leave you alone.
No, I love you. You know that means a lot to me. You're like my brother. You know that.
Canucks up 2-0 on the Predators here. Blackhawks on the board, Joe. 1-0 over Colorado.
Bedard? Was it Bedard?
I don't know if it was Bedard.
Probably.
I have to look.
So good, that kid.
You're unbelievable. You really are.
Can we get Dame Time back in? What are we doing? The guy makes millions of bucks. Could he earn it? Come on.
It was Ryan Donato. I'm sorry. Bedard did have an assist, though.
Yeah, that does me absolutely no good. This San Antonio team is absolutely gutless.
Now, keep an eye on something here, Joe. If the Islanders are up going in at the end of the second period, you got to play the other team.
Why?
Because of all they have 12 third period leads they've blown this year. They've been awful in the third period.
So what does that mean? They just automatically just give up? Like they got to win one of these games.
They've won a couple where they've blown the lead and then still won, but they've also lost quite a few. This is, it's not even January, Joe. To have 11 or 12 games where you've blown a lead in the third, that's usually a whole season's worth.
Yeah.
Edmonton's going on the power play, though, now here with 6 minutes left in the period, so that might be a short-lived idea. Full house at the horse track here for Edmonton.
They're 1.
What?
Edmonton. They're up 2-1. The Islanders are up 2-1. There you go.
But they're on the power play, and they just locked it, which means they probably scored. Edmonton power play. Oh, wait. Maybe the Islanders scored. We got a shorthanded chance here, Joe. What do we got here? Oh, and he scores the shorty. How about that? Is it Holmstrom? Is it Pageau? 3-1 Islanders at the horse track. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So they are at just about 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Bucks are up 15. Lillard came back in. He hasn't done anything since he came back in.
He's
2 minutes.
He's like a ghost now. You can't find him.
He sat for a long time, Joe. He was in such a flow. He was on such a roll.
You see, now this is where you're gonna push the buttons.
I'm not going to push the buttons. I'm just saying, I'm breaking it down here. Come on now.
Breaking it down. You're breaking it down like you all of a sudden, I think you're like Kenny Smith the way you're breaking it down.
You're
to the bells and whistles of this game. Just rooting game time. That's it. That's all you got to do. I am rooting it in.
I need him for 25.
So you undercut me on this.
I didn't undercut you. I played the boost. It was Dame for 25 and Ja for 20. So
Dame,
that's what I went in with.
7 of 9 from the field. He hasn't shot since.
He hasn't shot since he came back in the game.
This is incredible.
I'll get him in there soon, Joe. Look at him cooking. What's going on with Marquette?
Giannis missing. Marquette's up one last time I checked.
Wow, are they going to overtime here, this Michigan-Florida game? I got 81 apiece.
Yeah, 13 seconds left. Hang on. I'll give you the rundown, tell you what happens.
Marquette, Providence up to Joe early, 16-14. Let's go.
20 for Dame time. Oh, got blocked. Is that the body? Did he give him the body?
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.